My name's Barry. I'd like to welcome you to Christianity Explained podcast, with my goal to share biblical principles and ideas to help you with your Christian walk. And today's topic is definitely related to that. When it comes to discernment, what usually comes to your mind? Does it sound like, I know exactly what's going on, yeah? Or does it sound like some of the mantras that you usually hear from so many quote-unquote discernment ministries? It's none of that. And I want to share some thoughts about how God has taught me what discernment really means. And the rest of this podcast, and I hope you'll stick around to enjoy. Now, I need to do a segue because the people I'm doing the advertising for really get to play a part later on in the podcast. What am I talking about? It's this. I recently signed up with Audible and their creative program, where if you put a click on the link that's in the description, which is audible.com/ my name, Barry Brindisi, you'll be taken to a landing page. And why is that important? Because I'm going to reference a book or two that were really helpful. And if you do sign up, you get a free 30-day membership. Plus, you get one free book. And the book I'm going to suggest, probably a couple, will be very helpful. But this is not an advertising podcast. This is designed to help you with learning. And there are some good books out there. Now, let's get on with the show. So what is discernment? That's the first part that had to be answered. Discernment simply means that you're asking questions about what is going on. What am I seeing? Or what am I hearing? And there's two different levels of discernment. There's natural discernment with how we take in information through our eyes and ears and all our other senses, and some, I guess I would call spiritual senses, that intuitive sense of knowing. Then, of course, there's the spiritual senses. I mean, spiritual discernment, which I will get to a little later. One of the keys to developing spiritual, I mean, any discernment, really, is that it requires humility. How is it different than judging or judgment? Judgment says, I reach a verdict. In my opinion, based on what I know, this is true, that is false. Well, you can't be doing a good job with a YouTube video because you're not growing and getting that. That's making a decision. Discernment is the other side of that coin. It asks questions. And it also follows some guidelines and instructions. And there's a reason I mentioned the YouTube video. Yesterday, as per this recording, I was feeling kind of discouraged about the progress I was making on that channel. If you don't know, I'm a content creator. I produce a content for YouTube video, audio podcast, which is what you're listening to, or the blog post for which this podcast is connected to. Audio podcast, blog, doing great. It's growing. The YouTube video, not so much. And I wasn't sure of why. So I asked in prayer, this is where discernment comes in. I asked, I said, Lord, what the heck is going on with the YouTube video? I couldn't quite figure out why it wasn't doing as well as the blog and the audio podcast. The Lord brought, my Father in heaven brought to mind through His Spirit certain things that I've learned by paying attention to the guys from VidIQ, whose service I would happily recommend, and Think Media. They pointed out that after you accumulate so many videos, they were saying 100, well, I actually got 88 right now. It's a good idea to see what your most popular videos were. That'll give you a clue. Well, I did that. I had some extenuating circumstances, but nevertheless, you know, I found out that the first three or four videos I did were all the way back in 2015 were my most popular. Even when I compared it to this quarter, that is January 2022 to yesterday, I'm going like, wow, they were doing even better than my current crop. Okay, something's up. And the Lord just led me down to the same process that I've learned by reading books from EWE's book, YouTube Formula. See, I told you. That wasn't the one I really wanted to point to, but yeah. And listening to what the guys from the people I mentioned already had said. And Lord didn't just stop there. He also prompted me to say, hey, Barry, why don't you look incrementally over the years? And I did just that. I made a couple of amazing discoveries. I mean, first, I found out that my quarter for this year, the year that I'm being very serious and going all out in creating content, is doing way better than the previous years that I've done. I mean, seriously. And I'm amazed. I was like, wow, I was getting encouraged more and more. And I thought, great. So what the heck was going on? So the prompted me, said, Barry, like with a thought saying, Barry, go look at the old video. Look at what you actually were doing. Don't worry about the audio quality so much, which was what I was thinking. It turns out I did something interesting at that time that I wasn't really doing later. I was basically creating a video version of a podcast, kind of like what I'm doing right now. I'm just having a conversation with you. Well, that's kind of what I did with those four videos. Years later, when I was trying to get into the swing of creating videos, I kind of went in a different direction. And I generally didn't do so well. Seriously. The clues were very clear. So I just simply sat down yesterday, created a new YouTube video that was in the same mode of what I'm doing right now. Is have a conversation, except it's on YouTube instead of here. Ooh, much better. I was feeling much more encouraged, but I didn't stop there. See, what I'm doing is showing you the depth of what discernment really is about. The Lord was after what was going on in my heart and what I was believing up here in my head. And that was going very healthy. So So once I repented, that is, I said, okay, Father, you're right. I'm going to choose to stop believing the lie that I would believe and turn from that. And with your help, Lord, help me to move forward and go in the direction I should go. That's what really. But I'm going to get into repent on a different episode. See, that's what discernment is. It's not making a decision immediately. It's asking questions, and in this case, doing a little research and getting wise counsel. Now, let's move on to the spiritual discernment. They're in for surprise. It's actually fairly similar, except spiritual discernment has more to do with asking the Father, what is going on here? Father, what is behind all this? Is it something of man, you, or something else? Well, and it's hard to do that if you don't take care of three distinct parts. Simply put, first part is, guess what? Read your Bible, open up the Word, and find out what's going on. Now, perhaps you're like me, I'm visually impaired and hearing. I can read somewhat larger print, but it gets very tiring after a while. Plus, I don't read very fast. So it's perfectly okay to grab an audio Bible. I use the YouVersion Bible and the associated reading plans, which really are very helpful. I happily recommend that. Oh, and that's free, by the way. And they do have something like it for your computer, or you can get an audio CD. Your choice, folks. That's one part, but that's not discernment by itself. No, that's just the stepping stone, the entryway. The next part, which is really crucial, is developing a prayer life. But putting some time to worship, pray, talking with Jesus about what you're reading and asking, and learning to know his voice through his character and who and what he does sound like. But Jesus is gentle and lowly. He's not going around verbally beating the crap out of people. He confronts, yes, but not like some people I know. He's also, I would not call an accusing voice that said, yeah, that something vague, I don't know. I want to encourage you to get to know the Father's heart. Especially, you'll find that, yes, he is the God of love. He's also the God of justice. He's the God of mercy. He's all those things, and you find it in the scriptures and spending time and all that. The third part is the tough one. It's about knowing the purpose and intent of what God's doing. That requires the first two. And that is reading the Word, learning from what scriptures, for all scriptures is profitable for the man of righteousness and will guide us and direct us. And the scriptures were written, especially the Old Testament, was written for us to learn and grow. Okay. I know that was easy for Paul to put that one down, but I'm pretty sure the Holy Spirit knew that there were going to be people living in a faraway country on the other side of the planet and have cultures that totally alien to what is going on in the Middle East. Okay? I think he would know that our culture is not the same. I think he would know that. And know that the spread of the gospel would have the word being printed all across the globe. Yeah. So I think he would be very much on hand to help us with understanding and applying to the life we're in today. You'd be amazed. And I'm going to tell you, the Lord had no problem with me asking questions, because I certainly asked them. And sometimes it is with a soft, gentle voice in the back of my mind, asking my heart, whatever. Or, more likely, he has me researching. I've done some interlinearies and all the fun stuff. But that's how you learn to discern. You have to learn by knowing the Lord, by knowing who he is, what he's about, reading the word, prayer, worship, all that. That will help develop you with developing discernment. It's not putting out a YouTube video and listening to some discernment ministry telling you something. Huh. We are all human beings. We are all fallible human beings who try our best to share what we know. We're not perfect, okay? Even I'll make mistakes. But it's why I will tell you, spend time with the Lord. Talk with Jesus about what you're hearing or reading. Don't just rely on what you see and hear on YouTube, podcasts, or anyplace else. It is important. And I really recommend that. Now, the last part that I mentioned in the blog post, and I should mention here, and this is why I said you might want to get the Audible thing. You may be asking this question, well, what about seeing in the spirit realm? Isn't that what? Well, that is one aspect of the gift of discernment. In a lot of translation, they say the gift of discerning spirit is, am I seeing, is this coming from you, Father, or this man's spirit, or what? That's my understanding. Well, I know some people who actually do see in the spirit realm. They actually do see angels. Some probably seen demons, I'm sure. And it's not something I particularly want, but I am aware that it's real. I read a book some time ago, actually two. It was written by Blake Healy. Oh, the first one is The Veil. That's the first one. The second is Indestructible. From what I understand, he wrote a third. I highly recommend the first two. They'll give you a lot of insight about what's going on, how it works, and he'll actually give you some surprising suggestions for dealing. One thing he does not tell you is, oh, honey, there's a dragonfly, a demon of distraction. Let me cast it away from you. No, that's not what he suggests. Yes, there is a scene in his second book where he does talk about it. What did he do? Well, it's really quite simple. He just tells his wife, who had been distracted because she really wanted to enjoy her baby, but she felt frustrated. So he says, honey, and he's looking at this thing, and he's going, honey, just focus on the child right now. You have him in your arm, just enjoy him right now. Don't worry about the distraction. And guess what? That demon of distraction ended up leaving. All you had to do was put your focus on the thing that God called you, put your focus on Jesus, put your focus where it should be. You have the choice of how you want to respond. What those things do is more like, opportunity! That's what they're doing. We don't have to operate that way. And it's done by developing, here comes a repeating echo. Reading the word, spending time with the Lord, spending time in worship, all those wonderful things that I just said. Being free to ask questions. Let a process of revelation come, because it's not going to come overnight. Grow in the Lord. Grow in understanding what He's about. And you'll find that you're not carried about by all these things. Believe me, you'll definitely enjoy the second book, I think, a lot more than the first. But that's your choice. All right, I want to thank you for your time. Hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see you.